challenges, because otherwise, what does it mean to persevere if you don't meet challenges one after another? So it's not that even the surrendered soul doesn't meet challenges. Prabhupada himself talks about how after he took sannyas, he was alone. And he was trying to publish the BTG, and it was very difficult. He didn't have any funds, and he didn't have any connections, and he wasn't getting any help, and it was difficult. Sometimes when you're moving along alone, and no one's coming forward to help you, you might feel a little forlorn, or you might feel like, am I doing the right thing, even? And as Prabhupada was doing that, he was one day, unexpectedly, of course, gored by a bull who was walking down the footpath. And sometimes, you know, when you're walking, of course, in Vrindavan, or it could be any place in India, when you walk by bulls or cows that have horns, you don't know what their nature is. Sometimes they can just take a swing at you. You know, you're coming down, and you just come near, and they go like this, you know. And anyway, Prabhupada was hurt, and he fell on the footpath. And he said in that, he was thinking, did I do the right thing? Taking sannyas, and now here I am, and what's happening? Why is the Lord treating me like this? I mean, what's going on? And also, in householder life, when Prabhupada had a business, and he was all set up to make lots and lots of money, which he intended to use to spread Krishna consciousness. I've heard this before. I'm just going to make a lot of money, and then I'll use it to spread Krishna consciousness. Or I'm going to become a rock star, and then I'll really be able to spread Krishna consciousness. It's like, Prabhu, you don't look like a rock star anymore. And frankly, I think, but anyway, Prabhupada said that when he lost all his money and his relatives drifted away, his connections, his friends drifted away, he said that there's a time when you can feel morose, what's going on? Why is this happening? It's hard to tell at first. So to take shelter of Shastra, you know, hear about the Pandavas, to hear about Bali Maharaj, who put his head down. It's one thing to hear it, but another thing to do it when it's time. It's like, okay, I've lost everything, fine, now put your foot on my head. The tendency is to want to go, well, can I just get some of it back? Can I recoup half of it? Isn't there a lawyer somewhere around here? I could just make a phone call, something, whatever. But the tendency is to try to fix it, to make it to be better. But you know, ultimately, this test, this material world, we're attached to so many things, but we have to learn how the Lord is our only protector. And in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that it says rise above. The Vedas are mainly Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdvanvo Nityasattva Sto Yoga Shema Atmavan. So the part I wanted to concentrate on was Nirdvanva Nityasattva Sattva Sto Nir Yoga Shema Atmavan. Can you give me an approximate breakdown of that, please? Use the microphone.
The Vedas mainly deal with the three modes of material nature, Trigunya, and the objects of sense gratification, Vishaya. And then Krishna says, rise above these modes, Arjuna, be transcendental to all of them. Be free from duality, Nirdvanva, Nitya Sattvasto, be fixed in eternally in goodness. Situated in goodness, near yoga kshema atmavan. I'd like to.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Page 40. Let's look at this verse. Page 40 in the shloka book.
yoga kshema, free from the ideas of gain and protection, atmavan, established in the self. So nir yoga kshema, atmavan. The Vedas deal mainly with the subject of the three modes of material nature. O Arjuna, become transcendental to these three modes, be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the self.
So this idea of nir yoga kshema, free from ideas of gain and protection, and also atmavan, be established in the self, with a capital S, means take shelter of Krishna. And so Krishna's recommending this, that we take shelter of him, and that we be free from desires for gain and for protection, that is, protection by the means of some material idea that I'm going to be protected. As the Bhagavatam says, these are atmasaini sosatsupi. They refer to all the types of ways that we try to protect ourselves in this world as false soldiers or fallible soldiers. That we may have ideas that our money or our family or something's going to protect us, but none of those things can. So, as I was saying in the beginning, we can hear about it, but actually to practice it means we have to do it incrementally, because trust develops over time in a relationship. When we take shelter or we trust somebody, you know, we ask somebody, somebody says, I'll do this, and then they do it. And then it happens again and again and again. After a while, you just trust that person will do what he or she says they will do. And similarly, in our relationship with Krishna, as we surrender, we can take small steps in surrender and realize that Krishna's there to protect me. He's taking care of me. And I've found in my life that Krishna always gives small opportunities. And if you take advantage of the small opportunities, then they turn into big opportunities. And so we should be on the ready. It means we have to have a mentality and a consciousness so that we're ready to surrender to Krishna. And if we're not ready to give up everything, which would be artificial if we're not ready to, then we should be ready to at least give up what we can and surrender what we can while we can. And if we take those little opportunities to surrender, and the opportunities for service that Krishna gives us, and then we're very careful about maintaining them seriously. Like if someone gives you some service to do, if you're very careful to take care of that service and make sure that you do it in a first-class way, that you do everything you can, even if it's a small thing, then Krishna will give you more service. And this is our real protection, to be engaged in Krishna's service. Then we're always thinking of him. And this is a great opportunity. So the Pandavas, Prabhupada said, were very lucky because they were fully dependent on Krishna all the time. And they were thinking of his service constantly. So we have that opportunity also by being a part of this Sankirtan movement, by hearing about Krishna from the Shastra. This is service also. Krishna gives so many powerful instructions in the Bhagavad Gita and says that this is worshiping me by your intelligence. And by this, constant and exposure to Krishna through hearing and also performing service, then we'll come to understand more and more how we can take shelter of him and be constantly engaged in his service. And this is the main purpose of life. So today we all have the opportunity to go out on Sankirtan and perform some service for the Lord that's very significant. And every aspect of the Sankirtan process is important. Devotees are taking all kinds of varieties of services today. Some have made prasadam, some have made the temple ready for us when we come here, so we have a base. As Prabhupada said, these temples should be bases from which we go out to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And they also should be training centers, so when people come back, they can learn what the process of Krishna consciousness is. So in going out today, we have an opportunity to change the destiny of living entities that we meet, to give them an opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness by engaging in some little service, by taking a book, by taking some prasadam, by giving some encouraging words for the Sankirtan party and appreciating what we're doing. And every devotee has his own impetus in going out today to spread Krishna consciousness, to be a part of this. So I wanted to hear from some of the devotees your realizations about going out on Sankirtan and what you're thinking about today, what you're meditating on when you're going out, and if you have any good advice for everyone else from what you've learned from going on Sankirtan, how to do this, how to take shelter of Krishna, whether it's practical or some, you know, philosophical realization that you might have. Where's the microphone? Okay. I think maybe Rashmi will start. Would you like to start? Rashmi has strong impetus for devotional service ever since I've known her, and a very strong desire to perform Sankirtan and support Sankirtan whenever she sees it. So why do you do that, Rashmi? I mean, what's gotten into you? I don't...
Devotional service starts by the mercy of Vaishnavas. And Prabhupada and, you know, his mercy comes through all the devotees that manifest around us. Of course, Prabhupada is come because of Krishna's mercy, and Krishna comes because of Prabhupada's mercy. I think for me, in terms of devotional service, every aspect of it drives, you know, inspires me, from reading books, from association, from japa. One inspires the other, and, you know, japa inspires reading, and reading inspires japa. And then similarly with all the other aspects, cooking, prasadam, and so I think The best way to please Prabhupada on World Enlightenment Day is to distribute books. So I remember this very simple words from Prabhupada. He says, "If you want to please me, distribute my books." And when I come to think of it, I myself got introduced to Krishna consciousness first by meeting a devotee, and after 2 years, focusing on Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. And I think it was, you know, first meeting the devotee and then somehow getting this book, and somehow, you know, it was in my house and I read it. So these are the two main things which started most of the devotees' lives that I have seen. First meeting a devotee and then reading Prabhupada's book. So it's like, you know, Prabhupada's first sends
a
messenger, and then he takes over, kind of.
Nice.
So I think that's what we should do. And if we can't personally go out, you know, give some lakshan so that some devotees can distribute on your behalf. As Prabhupada says, like, you know, a pujari and a floor cleaner, or, you know, someone who's mopping the floor in the temple are doing exactly the same level of devotional service to the deity. So there is no difference in terms of on the continental level in whatever giving service you can do.
Haribo, thank you very much. Who else? We're talking about realizations, hearing the realizations of the devotees. What's stuck in your mind about the Sankirtan party?
The words which I heard
chanting of the names.
When you pass the mic, just leave it on from now on. So.
Yeah, the chanting of the names. You're so busy and you forget chanting. Even if you forget, you're so busy and you forget chanting. If you listen to it like in the association of devotees, chanting very well, that's the benefit.
So just even if you've forgotten, if you hear it in the association of devotees, that it revives your devotional service by hearing it.
It revives your devotional service. Because if you're so busy, you might forget chanting at home or whatnot.
Nice. And this is a good point about the association of devotees, that if we're not inspired, then we need the association of devotees. And if we are inspired, then the devotees need us. And it's always very powerful. Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita what are devotees. He said, Machita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayanta shamam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. That they're always talking amongst themselves. In their minds, they're always thinking of Krishna. In one way or another, they're meditating on his service, they're meditating on his pastimes, and then their lives are dedicated to him. They're not so much interested in their own personal maintenance. They know that that will go on one way or another. And then they're always talking amongst themselves about Krishna and making plans how to serve him. And so it's so important to be in the association of devotees, as Prabhuji is pointing out, that we always have to try to stay close to the fire. Pass the microphone back. Where's the other mic, too? There's two somewhere. Okay. Go ahead, Rashmi.
I just wanted to also add one, just one practical reason why I'm here today. It's really Krishna's mercy. I never plan these things, but just the day before I get these, signals from Krishna that, okay, this is the right time to try and, get out of the house and come early. So I got this. It was going on in my mind because I know there is World Enlightenment Day, and so I got this email yesterday about the deity darshan from the pujaris. I was just amazed to see, I have to go and have darshan personally. So I really want to thank Sachi Mata.
Sachi Mata.
So because it was
Haribo.
That really inspired me to come here today.
That was very nice. Jai. Make sure to sell Chaitanya Leela. Okay, Sachimata. Tour Universal Keys. Okay. Kurnath Prabhu.
One thing about Sankirtan is that we're commanded in the Bhagavad Gita to become, like Samadarshana, to become Samatvam, or to rise above the modes of nature, as we were talking about, to become Nishtraigunya. To do that, we have to be equally disposed to everyone. We have to be engaged in the welfare of all, without an enemy. Nirvairak sarvabhuteshu, sarvabhuta hite rataha. These are, transcendentalists have to develop these qualities. The Christians have this, the essence, their mission statement, the essence of their is to love God with all your heart and soul and love your neighbor as yourself. That we have to also, if we're really going to love Krishna, we have to love all of his parts and parcels properly. And the only way to really be a friend of people is to remind them of Krishna. All the jivas, they're devotees of Krishna, but they're covered and they're forgotten. There's a place in the Bhagavatam in the description of the forest of material enjoyment where materialistic people are described like monkeys. And they look into each other's simian-like faces. They look into the faces of the other monkeys. And they become bewildered. So people that are offering friendship in terms of, just like Christmas time, friendship is being offered. And of course, it's nice to show love by offering gifts and receiving gifts and everything. But in this materialism, the idea is that friendship is just by trying to increase the material happiness without intelligence to know that material life is temporary, and that our real problem is birth, death, old age, and disease, and how to solve that problem. And this knowledge is being given in Srila Prabhupada's books. And Lord Chaitanya says, Yaridekatarikaha Krishna Upadesh. Wherever you go, tell people Krishna's Upadesh. And we may not have the realization or the quality to actually become properly guru to everyone and deliver everyone in this land. But Srila Prabhupada has given us this book, the Brihat Madanga, the best method to actually become a guru is to encourage people and to read these books, to talk about these books. Prabhupada really has a program of cultural conquest that will happen by distributing these books, actually coming from Bhakti Siddhanta also, this idea of the book the printing press as the great means. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the very means of conquest. So we're really trying to change society. It's a very big program that we have. And when Prabhupada asked Bhakti Siddhanta what he could do, he said, you write books in English, it will be good for you, and it will be good for others also. And for us to distribute these books is good for us. It teaches us how to really be devotees and properly respect all living beings by distributing Krishna consciousness. And it's also the best welfare work for everyone. So this Sankirtan Jagya is perfect for us, just how to engage us in Krishna consciousness.
Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna.
So I have a question first on today's Bhagavatam. Like Prabhupada is saying here that Pandavas are the ideal example of dependence on the Lord, on the mercy of the Lord. But they were not ideal parasites of the Lord. What does this mean? Like ideal parasites of the Lord. They were not ideal parasites of the Lord. Can you elaborate on this?
What section is it?
Middle. Yeah, it's in the middle of the purport.
The Pandavas were the ideal executors of the standard of civilization?
Yeah.
Undoubtedly, they were completely dependent on the goodwill of Lord Sri Krishna, but they were not idle parasites of the Lord. Yeah. Oh, okay. Idle parasites. Yeah, you know, Prabhupada once said that Arjuna, he heard this message from Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and it wasn't then that he then decided to sit down and smoke ganja, you know. But actually, he got up and he did service, practical service. Kurukshetra is a good example. Because a battlefield is practically one of the most engaging places you could possibly be, because a lot's at stake. You realize always a lot's at stake, but sometimes we don't realize it. But on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, we realize that one would realize in a battle that at any minute you can be killed. So if you turn left or right or whatever move you make or decision you make is vitally important. And so all the time we're actually in this situation. And the instruction of the Lord is always subject to interpretation as well. There are sections in the Bhagavad Gita where Arjuna says, you know, your instructions are equivocal. Please tell me a little bit more about how to understand it. And there are cases, for instance, when Arjuna had to face Ashwatthama after he captured him, and then he got instruction from Bhima that you should kill him immediately, and he got instruction from Draupadi that please don't kill him. So there were two ideas there. And now Krishna said you have to execute, and you have to fulfill both their desires. So he cut off the jewel, you know, the hair piece that he had. He took away his brahminical stature, essentially killing him. And my point is that one's intelligence has to be engaged. We have to be trying to understand what is the purpose of the Lord all the time and engaging in his service. And this takes endeavor, and it takes prayer, and it takes taking good instruction from others. And we don't remain idle and just become deadheads. But we actually have to live this philosophy and try to connect to Krishna through Buddhi Yoga and become his actual servants, become his actual representatives. Sometimes in every kind of religion, people become fundamentalists. And they can take some hard stand from their philosophy. You can cut something out and say, this is the only instruction and this is the way, the only way to follow it. And then you become calcified in that, and you're not able to accommodate other people, and you become just a one-sided type of person. And other kinds of people, they take shelter of some religious institution, and they also don't do any service, but they simply take refuge there. There's cases where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was building his mission, and they had gone from a small little place in the inner city, which was like a slum, but the devotees were actively going out and preaching, and there was life. Like Divyanga Prabhu said last night on the way home, a dead man can't preach. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, those who have life, they can preach. And after there was some success, then money comes. You know, when you go to preach and you're actually sincere and you try to do the right thing, Krishna will send facility. Like, here we're living in this little place now, but very soon Krishna will send us a big opulent place. And so when that came in Calcutta, and they got a big building, and there was marble on the walls and, you know, a fancy place, then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta immediately noticed that some of the devotees changed their mentality. And he said, and they were fighting over who got to sleep in which room, you know, which was better. And according to my stature, I joined 2 days before you did, so this should be, you know, my position. And he said, better we take the marble from the walls of this temple and sell it and print books and go out and distribute. He said we were better off in Ultadunga. That was the slum, when the devotees were preaching and they felt enlivened to go out and serve the Lord. And this is something we have to be on guard against, is becoming parasitic and taking for granted some position that we get. The Lord can give us some position in devotional service, and then if we just take that for granted, then we think, I'm something, I'm somebody. I deserve something from the Lord now. This is when we start to decline in our devotional service. Maybe a lot of activity going on here. So this parasitic mentality can come in at any time, and we have to be on guard against it to make sure that we're always feeling indebted towards the Lord and always trying to give to him and not take from him. The devotees are always on guard for that. For instance, when sometimes in the pastimes of the Goswamis, there's incidents where in some kind of meditation, they would find out that some village girl would bring some offering for them. And then the other one would recognize, oh, that was Radharani. And they'd say, oh, no, I accepted service from Radharani. And they would become disturbed by that. So in our case, we have to be careful not to become parasitic, but always be feeling that I want to give something to the Lord and not simply take or find some comfortable position in devotional service. And the point is, the Pandavas were always thinking how to serve the Lord and always felt themselves unqualified and bereft and always trying to serve. So that's the safe mentality, to be humbly, hungry and humble. And as soon as we get an idea that I have something, I have some position, or now I'm comfortable, now I'm okay, then Krishna will leave us. And Sankirtan is good for that because we get immediate feedback from our environment. If we become puffed up when we go out, then Krishna will rectify us through some other jiva or through the circumstances, and if we forget to pray. So we should pray all the time. And when we go Krishna, please engage me in your service and please let me be an instrument and not become puffed up and not try to become a parasite. So this is something that Queen Kunti has said, that we have to be a Kinchana Gochara, or feel that we don't have anything, that we're actually completely dependent on the Lord. And don't become comfortable and just become a parasite. And definitely don't become idle either. This is the mode of ignorance, to become idle. Hare Krishna. Okay, yes. Were you done? Or do you had a question, then a point, and then Rakshit? Okay, go ahead. Yes.
I mean, with your permission, I can share
the Lord. We insist upon it.
I don't know the shloka, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that whoever takes to this movement and preaches, he will personally protect that devotee. So, what I always see is that I have been to Bukhari station and railway station. At railway stations, when you are there and book distributing, so that type of environment doesn't affect you. But say you are now going to travel from one place to another and you are going to the railway station. So that railway station, the same railway station, but then that is having effect on your consciousness and you are getting very much disturbed. But that is not the case when you are, say, at that same station with devotees and distributing books. That time, that railway station is like aloof. I mean, like our consciousness is not affected by that. So by this I can understand that really when we are in engaging in service and preaching and book distribution, the Lord really protects us and our consciousness remains good.
Very nice realization. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Rakshit Prabhu?
Yeah, I just wanted to add points that have already been made about our role in the Sankirtan movement as devotees, that in distributing these books and Srila Prabhupada's knowledge, we as such are acting as channels for distributing this knowledge. People out there are in Maya, they are separated from spiritual knowledge, but yet they are hankering for it. We know that they are craving for this knowledge. And there are many avenues by which they can get this knowledge. They can go to a bookstore, there are books on spirituality. There are other institutions in their own right doing propaganda. We, in many ways, although I don't like the use of the term, are doing propaganda. This is what Indra Dunya Swami from Poland, once he came, he says that this knowledge, let's do our propaganda. So we are doing that. But the propaganda that we are doing, we should view that we are empowered to do this and that we have really authorized knowledge. Why? Because we are getting it by hearing pure devotees in the line of disciplic succession. And it has been said in Shastra that those who hear this from pure devotees get the benefit that it will purify their heart. You are experiencing purification of your own heart. You are giving the opportunity to others. So we should view ourselves as channelers of communication of this knowledge. It is authorized, and it will benefit those who are seeking it. So that's what we should see our role in this book distribution process.
Thank you. Thank you. We could get oriented now. Is Pravina here? Pravina? Can you give us an orientation of what's going on today? Who's going out where and what's happening? Give her the microphone.
Sorry.
Hare Krishna.
Today being a world and then everybody is like very enthusiastic to go out. But there are many devotees that have like have given their names that they wanted to come out, like many families with the kids, and everybody was like really waiting for today. So as for like I have set the schedule there for today and tomorrow, like who are all the devotees that are going, and
keep going.
Okay. Scheduled for 16th December. Or 15th December. This is group leader number one, Kishore. And this is for Walmart Milpitas in Fremont. Praveena Srivas Prabhu Malini and Narahari Prabhu. Starting at 12. 12 to 4. And there's Srivas will be there 12 to 3. Is that correct? He's already out, actually, Srivas.
Yeah, he's probably
so Srivas and Venki are out.
Srivas, San Mateo Farmers Market.
San Mateo Farmers Market. And then we have Flea Market San Jose, Chaitanya Leela Prabhu, Sachi Mata, and Srinivas.
I'm actually a driver.
You're driving. Okay, same thing. It's like in a crime, Purnath will tell you. If you drive the car and drop them off and they rob the convenience store, you get the equal sentence. So it's all. And then we have Sunnyvale door to door. And the group leader is Neelam Mataji. Hari Bol for the door to door party. That's starting all at 12 o'clock, and on that party is Nilesh, Tirtha, Suprita, Kiran, and Anuradha for that party. Okay, they're all ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Santa Cruz. The group leader is Aparna Prabhu. He's the guru of the of Santa Cruz spot, and the godfather of Santa Cruz. We have Vaisheshika, Dainidi, Jagat Jivan, George, and Deji, and that starts at, it says at 1 o'clock. Okay, that's reasonable. Then we have San Mateo Farmers Market. That's already happening, Srivas, and it says Prashant also is on that.
Prashant Prabhu said he will go to Prabhu.
Okay, they'll meet up somewhere today. And Venki will probably be going all day somewhere, right? Okay, then Indian spots. We have Dana Bazaar. The group leader is Niral Prabhu. And Satish is also going. Is that correct? Okay, then we have Bharat Bazaar. Milan Prabhu is the group leader. And Hari Guru and Balaji Prabhu are going. Right, Milan? It says you're here for Bharat Bazaar. Like 4 p.m. Is that accurate? Okay, well, tomorrow then. Okay. And then Dulan, Union City. This is a big spot, too, isn't it? Ramaswamy is the group leader. Kanchan, Shalesh, Advait, and Banu Prabhu. Is that correct?
Yes, please.
Okay. Then we have Belmont Namaste Plaza. With Venki and Prashant at 4 o'clock, India Cash and Carry, Gorakhpur, we have about 20 people going to Cash and Carry. Nikhil, Vipul, Bharat, Chandra, Vishwas, Sonali, Sunita, Srivas, Srivas's father, Srivas, Sridhar Prabhu, Apameya, Kavita, Srinivas, Raj, Hariharan, and Pooja, all going to Cash and Carry. Where else? What other spots and places do we have? Yes, Pooja.
Yesterday I received a call from Sri Priya Mataji. She had arranged all the children to go out on book this weekend today for 1 hour, door to door.
Hariharan, let's hear from the kids. Okay, so is she taking them out?
Okay. What
other information or news is there about spots or people going out? Anything else? We also have, I could say, I have a couple pieces of information. Bhakti Daniel is going out today in Burlingame. He was going to buy a table this morning, and we gave him a box of books and prashadam yesterday. And he has this spot outside the nail salon on Broadway. and he'll be setting up there today. Also,
he's alone.
Yeah.
Can anybody go with him?
Somebody might. There's a lot of devotees in Burlingame. He doesn't seem to mind being alone there. He's done it before.
He's, what is he, 14 years old?
Yeah.
It'd be nice if someone could go with him, I think.
Yeah. He'll have to make some devotees. And who is the other devotee I was going to say is going out to? Oh, Jamuna is coming out today. She wants to join the Santa Cruz party, so we have to call her and let her know. And so this is this everyone listed here besides the kids?
Yes, but kids will be going. Shanti is on the list.
Shanti's on the list.
Today.
But she has to distribute a book. Shanti, you have to do at least one big book today.
She already did.
She already did one book to Srinivas. Okay.
Hello, Shanti.
Okay, so does anybody else have any advice for us today for the Sankirtan?
One last one.
Yes.
No. Voice,
yes.
I'm just praying to sneak out for half an hour for Namaste Plaza very much.
Okay, Namaste Plaza. Good. Rashmi's going to sneak out there. Good. And Gaurav has some advice?
Last verse that I was thinking of meditating on. So this verse says, one who is not envious, but is kind friend to all living entities. So while we are distributing books, we have to make sure that we are friendly to everyone.
This is our top point. Our top goal is to be a kind friend and leave everyone with a good impression. After that, whether they take a book, don't take a book, that's all, you know, up to Krishna. We're not so attached to that. But we want to make sure that we're a kind friend and we leave everyone with a good impression. So make that your number one goal and think about ways that you can leave a good impression with people.
What's the verse? What's the Sanskrit?
It says, Bhagavad Gita 12:13 and 14. One who is not envious but is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor and is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination. His mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. So we have to... So while distributing, you have to think, you have to fix your consciousness on the ground.
Thank you.
Let's see it again.
Srila Prabhupada wrote one letter on reply saying some people are irritating while doing distribution, and said you should not irritate. Irritation, if you are less intelligent, you will irritate people. So make sure you are doing in the right way without irritation. But still, you are doing a great service by distributing a lot of books. So at the same time, he commended people for doing a lot of book distribution. At the same time, he warned us not to irritate people.
Divyanga Prabhu would give us some tips about book distribution and also about how not to irritate people.
Prabhupada did say that. He said, if you irritate him and he goes away, then he didn't get the book and you're a rascal. He said that. So you have to always try. I like to remember Trinada Pisani Chena. I mean, if you're really remembering that you're lower than the straw on the street, more tolerant than a tree, giving all respects to others and expecting nothing in return, then if you can think of that, then you can have humility. Without humility, you can't do this. You can't persevere. You have to remember what we're out there for, this jiva doi, this giving mercy to the other jivas. So if we see other people as jiva, not as their body, then we can connect to them on the spiritual level. And it makes a huge difference. If your consciousness is thinking, these are all jivas that are lost, and I'm out here, and they have a chance to get Prabhupada if I get them to them, if I can get them, prasadam, a book, something, then their path can be changed. I can tell this story that happened to me in a Walmart parking lot in Florida. I go up and I give people the lollipop and I say, here, have a nice day, give a donation. And this lady, his grandmother, had her little daughter, or her granddaughter in the car. And she said, today's my birthday. I'm 6 years old. And I already given the lollipops. The lady had given me $2 or something. So I pulled out a Perfection Yoga and I said, well, happy birthday. Here's a birthday gift for you. And the little girl was looking at the book. And the grandmother grabbed the book and threw it out the window of the car. I was standing back watching this. The book flies across and it lands. Somehow or other, the book landed standing up, you know, a little Perfection of Yoga. And I'm thinking, what's going to happen next? And grandma puts a car in reverse to leave, and the kid goes ballistic. Ah! Screaming and crying. Oh, my birthday present. I want my birthday book. So the grandma slams on the brakes, gets out of the car, goes over and picks up the Perfection of Yoga. Oh, all right. Gives the kid the book. And the kid's got the lollipop and the book. Drives away and I wave at the kid as it goes away. So you just never know what's going to happen on Sankirtan. I mean, I can tell you a million things like that because it's you know, been doing this for a long time. It's don't ever give up on them. Never give up on the jiva. You know, I have a tendency to, you know, to see somebody as their body or see somebody, oh, this one, you know, try to, you know, if you don't want to make that mistake. Some jiva's coming. Your duty is to help that jiva get to Prabhupada. And by getting out there today, we got discs. We got CDs. We got books. We got lollipops. We got cookies. Just contact the jiva somehow or other. Contact everyone you come upon. And do it with a heart that this is for them. It's also for us because Prabhupada blesses us. He said, take my blessings and take Bhakti Siddhanta's blessings a million times for going out and doing this activity. And in the old days when one brahmachari would distribute a few harmonist pamphlets in Navadvip, and that devotee would come back and Bhakti Siddhanta would glorify that devotee and say, look, he has gone out and done this. So what you're doing here, thousands of books, thousands of Lakshmi points, it's a huge, huge thing. And it's just going to increase. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, this transcendental ocean of nectar of Sankirtan is ever increasing. And there's a letter back in the old days where Prabhupada said, someone has said that economic situation in America will hinder our Sankirtan. Whoever said that and said it in my name is a rascal. That will never happen. It will only increase. And the proof is just here. You can see this little temple here. Just a few devotees willing to surrender some of their time to go out and help the others to spread this. And the results are coming. And just like Vaish, he goes on parikrama. Man comes, gives him $9,000, says distribute 5,000 Gitas. He wasn't even, I mean, he was just chanting. He wasn't out distributing him a book table. Didn't, you know, he was just chanting japa. Guy gives him $9,000. And that's the first donation. You know, who knows, when Vaish preaches to this guy and you give him prasadam and he sees on his computer the pictures of what his money did, what's the next donation, you know? Five donations from now, what's that going to be? You guys want a big temple here? You want more books? You need, you know, this is all you have to do. Surrender to this process of going out individually, each soul that you come in contact with, try to help them. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Divyendra Prabhu. It's so nice to have a devotee who appreciates Sankirtan come here, because then it's augmented more when we see it through his eyes when he comes here. We know it's nice, but it becomes thousand times nicer when he comes here and sees it and appreciates it. Sees someone who can appreciate it. So thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Please come back more.
I'm enlivened. I mean, it's ecstatic here. The Harinam, oh, I gotta tell you this. Last night and then Harinam, I mean, there was a lot of nectar on the little kid was ecstatic. But about an hour and maybe an hour and a half into our kirtan, I looked over toward the book table and there was this woman that seemingly was being drawn in like from a tractor beam, you know, magnetically, just somehow or other, and her eyes were open going toward the books. But she, you know, so I just ran over there and I said, hey, and I gave her the book. And the first thing she said to me, she said, what is this? Who are you? And I said, we're the Hare Krishnas. You know, I'm standing there with Tilak and a dhoti, and she's going, well, who are you? And I was so, I mean, I was shocked. I mean, doesn't everybody know who the Hare Krishnas are? Apparently not. So
She said, I've been seeking, I'm looking for some. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you don't usually hear the first words out of her mouth. What are you? Hare Krishna. What is it? I said, Krishna's the name of God, means all attractive. And we're out here distributing these books about him. And we gave her the bhakti. And she took it. And she said, I'm looking, I'm searching. And she pointed to the man that she was with. And she said, this guy just ate a steak. Stay away from him. So the guy, he goes and he sits down on the bench. So I go over and get the higher taste. And I go, here, give him this and let him read the introduction to this. And maybe he'll get a little understanding. And then she said, she had the two books. And she said, I'm so sorry. I don't have any money I can give you. And I said, we're not selling these books. We're giving them to people and they give donations. And I gave her the mantra card and we chanted the mantra together. And the woman was ecstatic. She said, and I told her, come to the temple, and gave her the mantra card, and then she said, thank you, and she walked away, kind of dancing like that, and went over and picked up the man and went away. But this is what happens when you go out, like Vaish says, the more you show, the more you sell. So we're standing there with the book table. I wasn't even looking, we were just chanting. I looked over, and I saw this happening. She was just being pulled in by Prabhupada. This is, you know, everybody out here, all these jivas have different pasts. And they have different qualifications. Some of them, they just can't appreciate. They can't, like the guy with her, he didn't even want to hear it. He just went away and sat down. But she was just, it sounded like she was just ready to join. So, you know, remember that. That's an inspiration because it reaffirms what we're doing and how positive this is. It's such a positive thing. It's like Vaish says when he does a book to somebody, he says, so, gives them, are you into yoga or what? And they go, no. And he goes, great. And he gives them a book. I knew you. I could tell by looking at you. I knew you were into it. So it's a positive thing. And if we keep positive energy flowing like that, and remember, humility, service, help the others, it's unlimited.
Arriba!
I just wanted to, I guess, offer this thought to the devotees that I have like a particle of experience, a dust particle's worth of experience with distributing books or being on Sankirtan. And, you know, there's this temple's full of devotees who have like the ocean of experience, and I keep thinking of how much the mercy of Lord Nityananda is there, because even if somebody doesn't take a book, in my experience, my feeling was that if you say Hare Krishna, like with one person. She was hesitant to take a book, but I said Hare Krishna as she was leaving, and she said, oh, Hare Krishna. She stopped to hear Hare Krishna, and she, the mantra, they're hearing the mantra, and Hare Krishna, I told her it was a blessing, and she was very happy, and then she said it back to me, and for me that was very wonderful, and could have been, you know, that was the best. It was the most wonderful experience, the most wonderful feeling, and I remember whenever I say Hare Krishna to anyone, if they say it back to me, I remember, oh Lord Nityananda, he's asking, begging that anyone just take the name of Krishna, even once, and then everything becomes perfect, and there's so much benefit there. It's like some wonderful, even if there's no book or even if there's no exchange of any Lakshmi, just hearing someone take the name Hare Krishna and then even repeat it back is just the most amazing feeling.
Thank you very much. Hey, Jagat, you had a point?
Yeah, I just wanted to, that was my greatest moment last night too. I watched the whole experience that Vyanga was explaining last night. And I remember the lady, he'd given him a cookie first, and the man wanted nothing to do with him. And I watched the lady, she almost like plowed, you know, like, you know, forgot about him and almost plowed her way to the book table. So last night, that was my greatest experience. I watched the whole thing, and it happened exactly as he explained. He went over there and sat at the table envious, and she was just totally absorbed in those books. And so last night, I relished that whole experience. It was very nice.
Before Mataji leaves, I'd like to acknowledge you received a donation for this Sankirtan for $500 from...
Haribo!
Right here today.
Just now from?
Yes, from Rashmi
Mataji.
From
Rashmi. And on Wednesday, we also had a donation, 108. Devanji Prabhu? Name, please.
Devji.
Rashmi is leaving.
Haribo!
Thank you. And Devji Ki.
Jai!
Okay, so, yes, Prabhu, and then we're going to go to Kirtan.